Time is money and time is a limited resource. We take 60 minutes of the good stuff, condense it down into 5 minutes for a nice podcast package. It's like 20 pounds of potatoes in a 5 pound sack. My name is Jason Spies, and this is the 5 minute podcast. Today's guest is Kenley Nebaker, Executive Director for TrainND Northwest and Chairman of the Board of the North Dakota UAS Council. You've got a lot of knowledge when it comes to the oil and gas sector out in Williston, just from osmosis. You train a lot of the people, you are involved with a lot of the different aspects of it. Now you fold in the UAS side of things. In 5 minutes or less, give us 60 minutes of information of what people need to know about how drones or UAS systems, UAV systems, are going to be integrated into the oil and gas sector.
Well, I think what's really important to start off with is when we look at UAS, a lot of people look at drones as just a toy. It's not a toy, it's a tool. From that perspective, when we look at its capabilities, we often say that if it is boring, if it is dangerous, if it can be done a little faster with technology, then UAS is the answer. And so when it comes to oil and gas sector, there's so many things that are either monotonous or unsafe because of the location, or could be done much more efficiently, both from a money and time perspective, that UAS just have so many application and possibilities. Really what the oil and gas sector has been waiting for with UAS for mass wide-scale adoption is for the movement towards beyond visual line of sight flight to be allowed. That's been the real holdup, as the FAA has kept hold of that and not allowed companies to move down that pathway. And so as BV loss waivers or beyond visual line of sight waivers have become available, the oil and gas sector has truly started to look at what are the possibilities, how can we use this, and they're liking what they see, from a pipeline inspection opportunities to site inspection opportunities to keeping people off of sites that may or may not have H2S present, to keeping people more safe, to real time observation of jobs and impacts. Just so many different possibilities within the UAS sector for oil and gas.
How about for pipelines?
Yeah, absolutely. For pipelines, definitely from an inspection standpoint. So you think about how pipelines are currently inspected. They're either done on the ground with UTVs and feet, sometimes, as you've podcasted before, with dogs, sniffing dogs, or else it's done in an airplane or a helicopter right now. The airplane in particular approach is probably the most money efficient approach that they have at this point in time, or financially efficient approach they have at this point in time available to them outside of UAS. And the problem with that is it's a very dangerous process. You've got usually one pilot that is trying to fly and lean out the window and flying very low, trying to observe a pipeline and making notes while they're doing that. Just a lot going on in a very dangerous situation. And so UAS really gives them the opportunity to pull the man out of the air and perform that task in a very efficient way, a very safe way, and make it possible to go back and actually get proactive data, not just what the human eye can see as far as damage that's already been done, but actually be able to get proactive data thanks to the sensors that are available on UAS.
Easiest way for someone to get into the industry?
I think really come and get training. I mean, our training is 4 weeks and you're out and you're available, you know, that or else getting your 4-year degree and at UND or some of these other places like Kansas State or Emory-Riddle, going to those places and getting your degree if you're wanting a degree, or else we're available with workforce training, 4 weeks and you're out and you're available to industry.
And that was Kenley Nebaker, the executive director with TrainND Northwest, as well as the chairman of the board of the North Dakota UAS Council. To listen to the full-length interview or to check out other exclusive interviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Be sure to sign up for our daily updates at Substack, thecrudelife.substack.com. From the entire staff here at The Crude Life, my name is Jason Spies, thanking each and every one of you for 5 minutes of your day. Go make it a fantastic week. We'll see you next week, folks.
The Crude Life Media Network. The most trusted voice in energy.